WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A rotten banana can get to the point of smelling like natural gas. The odor led to a brief evacuation on the A&M campus yesterday morning.
The item was in a trash can and had been there for quite some time.
Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says there was a full response to the blocker building.
To help with the evacuation of the building, as well as to locate the source of the smell. And very fortunate that it was not natural gas.
The ripe banana was found in a third floor trash container. The Brazos County Jail was kept busy last weekend with alcohol-related offenses.
Jail records indicate 22 arrests for drunk driving, another 13 for public intoxication, and undercover operations from police departments in both cities busting parties involving underage drinking. While College Station Police calls its party patrol driving an unmarked pickup spotted an open garage door and a beer pong game going on at 2819 Horseback, that's east of the freeway between Rain Tree and Southwest Parkway. Everyone at that party appeared to be under 21, say police. While the hosts were not arrested, one of the approximately 20 guests was arrested for attempting to flee officers. And in Bryan, three officers walked up with beer cans in hand to an apartment complex on Carter Creek between 29th and Briar Oaks. They learned they were at a fraternity sorority rush party that had more than 150 people, and that location had hosted similar events the past three weekends. While those who were undercover stayed in character, four more officers made eight arrests. Three were taken to jail for furnishing alcohol to a minor. Four underage drinkers were ticketed for possessing alcohol, and a fifth minor was also cited for providing a false identity. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Brazos County jail inmate was hospitalized after being beaten by another inmate. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the incident was the result of hard feelings over a basketball game in the recreation yard.
The victim in the assault had left the rec yard, was in the dormitory. For some reason, got up off of his bunk, went through the door, and as soon as he entered the rec yard, the other inmate just started attacking him.
The sheriff says jail staff followed all procedures.
We've certainly looked at the situation and analyzed it, and we believe our staff did everything they could in response to that. Quick response and got appropriate medical care and did all the things they were expected to do.
Kirk says the victim, 20-year-old Devontae Shepherd of College Station, had surgery to repair a broken jaw and is back in jail. 20-year-old Adrian Monroe of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault. College Station water customers continue to use amounts close to daily production capacity.
Labor Day was really high for us. I think we did right at 26 million gallons, which is, you know, that puts us right up into our worry zone. But then it came back down. We're averaging about 24 million gallons per day.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities urges those who water lawns to reduce the number of days, but increase time per session to provide root systems more time for absorption. Organizers of College Station's 75th anniversary continue to finalize plans of upcoming events. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says they will be moving exhibit items to the Bush Library this Friday.
We're going to have Randy Mattson's Olympic shot put medal. Sherry Smith Frisk, who graduated a couple of years ahead of me, her dad was the youngest coach on the 1939 national football team, and we have his ring to put on display. We have some vintage core uniforms and things like that that are being donated by families here in the area.
Harvell says volunteers and sponsors are still being recruited for the anniversary weekend, November 15th and 16th. Contact information's online at WTAW.com. Fake airline vouchers are back. Bill McGuire at the Better Business Bureau says the scammers will claim they've tried to contact you on repeated occasions.
Recipients are instructed to call and redeem the voucher for a travel certificate, but in the end are giving schemers access to personal information. BBB advises never give your credit card number or your social security number or bank account information to pay for taxes, fees, or shipping costs for anything that you may have won or are getting for free.
McGuire says those running legitimate sweepstakes will never make winners pay fees. And there's a new leader of the A&M Health Science Center. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Girard was the point man in creating A&M Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing. That facility is working with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies and has the potential of generating $3 billion over the next 25 years. Girard moves into the new role October 1st. That's about a year after Nancy Dickey stepped down, which followed the decision to return the center to the control of the flagship university. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and InTech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A little ribbon of moisture will continue to feed around high pressure this morning. Could result in a shower or a thunderstorm of clouds and sun. High staying near 90, at least through the morning. The best chance for showers off to our east. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partial sunshine near 95. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. Lows will be near 75 degrees. Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny, and the highs on Thursday are probably going to be up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, and that rain is still over there. Man, that thing has been sitting in the middle of Houston for the last 2 hours. That can't be fun for them.
And ribbons move. That's not a ribbon.
Yeah, it's a glom. Glom. Just sitting
I've
right
missed
there.
That word.
Yeah, there it is. So you got that going on. All right, so we're here. I mean, I hate to bust this thing that's gone viral on the internet.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the video of the girl on YouTube who's twerking and then she sets herself on fire?
Completely made up. I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't want to watch it.
It is made up. She
oh,
was on
really?
Jimmy Kimmel had her on last night. She apparently is a Hollywood stunt woman, and there was somebody, you know, right there with who had a handheld fire extinguisher to put the fire out.
Oh.
She's twerking. She twerks. She does a handstand in front of the door. Her roommate supposedly comes in. She goes crashing down, breaks a table that had candles on it, and she catches on fire. So it didn't happen. Okay. So anyway, Royce, I know you were asking about that. You're asking, was that twerk video on YouTube really true?
I stayed awake all night.
Yeah,
last night.
Yeah. Well, that's it actually came out last week.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I've been
thanks for busting the bit, Royce.
You see how confused I am?
Yeah.
Thanks, Royce.
Exactly.
You see how confused I am? I've been awake so long, I didn't know how long, you know?
It's time for special guest Jethro Trivia. If you haven't played 695-1620, you get a chance to answer for yourself. We decided to take the pressure off our regular guests.
That's probably good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because that way it's, you know, if this person wants to answer and get it right or wrong, then that's fine. But, I mean, what we've got here is two tickets to First Yell, so it's not a bad deal. 695-1620 if you want to play. That's, of course, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keane, Emmylou Harris, and Rodney Crowell.
Mm.
And it'll be this Friday night at 8 o'clock.
great. They come up with prizes now.
Yeah,
they kick us off.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, you know. Well, I can't give it to you. That wouldn't be right. We have to. We can't do that.
We're not paid employees.
No. 695-1620, 695-1620, if you'd like to play Jethro Trivia this morning with our experts. So we'll see. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Hi. Well, no, you got to wait till I get there. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Cynthia.
Cynthia, what do you do?
I am a stay-at-home mom and a full-time student at Texas A&M.
Wow. Now, how can you stay home and be a full-time student?
I do it, I promise. Okay. I've got three kids.
Wow. Okay. Oh, all right, Cynthia.
Then way to go.
Are you a big fan of Lyle Lovett and Robert O'Keefe and Emmylou Harris, or you just won a prize?
I am, and so is my husband.
Oh, very good. Well, fortunately, I've got two tickets. Yeah, so there we go. That'll work out well. All right, so here we go. Do you know about Jethro Trivia?
Kind of.
Okay.
I've heard it a couple times.
That's okay. Well, we'll give you the rules. It's all right.
Okay.
Here's what we do is Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. If you're a stay-at-home mom with three kids, I know you've got plenty of time to catch up on that. You're just sitting around with your feet up the whole day, right? All right. So
right.
Here we go. So as we continue to look into the NSA scandal here in the United States, the British Defense Department dealing with a scandal of its own. It has just been revealed that the staff spent $60,000 on phone calls to whom? A new royal baby named George. B, Syrian President Assad. C, the White House. Or D, a place that tells time. Once again, multiple choice. And Cynthia, you get to answer last, by the way. We've just found out that the British Defense Department has spent $60,000 making phone calls to A, the new royal baby named George. B, Syrian President Assad. C, the White House. Or D, a place that tells time. Kevin, you're first.
Place that tells time.
Place that tells time. Kat.
I'm choosing D. Also, it sounds almost useless.
No, that's useless. So D, a place that tells time. All right. Royce.
I'm going to stick with that answer as
all
well.
All right. Leah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and go to the baby because it was just born. And
no, that's it. Could be something new and different.
Oh,
British,
no.
Yeah.
Leah always gets it right.
And Cynthia.
I'm going to go with a place that tells time.
Cynthia, you're a winner.
Oh,
congratulations.
Win.
Yay. Okay. Cynthia, what's your last name?
DuPont? DuPont. D-U-P-O-N-T.
Don't you have enough money that you don't have to do that, stay at home? Or are you not that close to those DuPonts?
I'm not that close. Okay.
We're on the top floor of the Crystal Park Plaza. Come by here. We've got tickets for you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Here we go.
Gosh,
this time Leah's out there, as she says, on a limb. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I got to change it up every once in a while.
Well, that's the first time I've ever been here. She hasn't been right.
They were calling a number for something called the speaking clock, a service that tells you what time it is. In an apparent attempt to synchronize watches, staffers called it so many times they ran up bills of tens of thousands of dollars. The defense ministry has now banned calls to that number.
Ooh, that means they're not synchronized.
Well, yeah.
What'll they do now?
Well, you could do it for them. You just the Naval Observatory. Just do that website. I mean, they've got that. They've got
just
their atomic clock
phone.
Right there. You could do that. Look at your phone. Yeah, and see how all that works out.
They change as you go through the time.
That's
zone.
It. So let me see. You walked in and tried to present me with, and I didn't take it because I already knew about it. It's this poster that has this dachshund thing on it.
Dachshund thing. Now Chaco's very offended. Yes, Wienerfest. Wienerfest 2013, October 5th, Wolf Creek. It's our seventh annual Wienerfest.
Right.
We've been doing this for a while. And you know what we realized? Even though it's been 7 years, people still think it's only for dachshunds.
Yeah.
Not really aware that we have the wannabe wiener races for all the non-dachshundy dogs. And I believe they're broke down into size. So, you know, all the St. Bernards run together.
Oh, that's good. Crush any chihuahuas.
I don't think we've had a St. Bernard, but I don't remember. No. We very well could have. I don't know. Yeah.
And then, but then the costume contest is open to all breeds of dogs as well. So that's always a whole lot of fun. People are super creative. And then some of them get into groups and have this whole entourage. And oh, my gosh, it's amazing. But anyhow, you can bring your dog out or you could just come out with your kids on your own and watch the races, visit with the vendors. We have everything from people who are actually selling animal-related type products to the rescue groups that we work with, the Dachshund Rescue does come out, of course, and presents all their some of their critters they have available and some of the other rescues, because, again, it's all just geared towards dogs and pets in our community, as well as awareness for the need of the dogs and pets in our community. I say dogs and pets. I guess just pets is sufficient. So
dogs aren't pets. They're people.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well,
and then some people argue about their cats being
well. Once again, as well. Cats don't have masters; they have staff, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So that's October 5th. And even if you don't have a dog and you just want to help participate, I mean, there's a 5K run and so forth. And we're still looking for sponsors on that as well. We're also looking for nominations for the Humanitarian and the Junior Humanitarian Award. We started this last year, where it's someone in the community that's made an effort towards helping the pets and various animals. It doesn't even have to be specifically just the pet, the companion animals, just animals in general here in Bryan College Station. So if you know someone who's made an impact and a difference, please nominate them. Tell us their name, obviously, and their story. You can email it to info@aggielandhumane.org, or you can bring by that information by our property there at Leonard Road. We are now on the State Employee Charitable Campaign donation list. So if you're a state employee and you'd like to give that way, it's a really great opportunity. And we are actually out at the TVMDL SECC on September 13th and the Vet School one on September 19th. And if you're any other state employee and want more information, go to our website, AggieLaneHumane.org. We're at the Volunteer Opportunities Fair on campus on September 24th and National Night Out October 1st at the streets of Shenandoah and Decatur. So look for us there from 6 to 8 p.m. Again, taking nominations for humanitarian and junior humanitarian right now at the shelter, or email that at info@aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
No problem.
We visit the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you heard, Royce is here this morning from the chamber. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you guys doing all right, I
good.
Guess.
Good. You have a to-do list here, don't
Boy,
you? Things
I tell
that people
you,
need to do.
We do. You need to come out to our lobster fest.
Yeah.
And you get fed and then your dog will be ready to run at the Wiener Fest. So
perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, this is our annual Lobster Fest Golf Classic. I don't know why we don't call this Steak and Lobster Fest, because you do have the opportunity for steak from Outback in
right.
addition to Lobster Fest that mm-hmm. we're going to bring in from Maine. The Lobster Fest, Sunday, September the 22nd, it'll be out at the Brazos Center, where it has been since we started this mm-hmm. thing. And the tables of eight are $1,000. Individual tickets are $75. I want to thank our title sponsor for this, the Bank and Trust, and then a platinum sponsor, CC Creations. We do have some other sponsorship opportunities available. We also are looking for live and silent auction items, so if you can help us out there. This is a major fundraiser for us that allows us to do some of our youth programs where we don't charge, or we charge a nominal amount, like leadership, the Junior Leadership Brazos mm-hmm. program, our Youth to Career Fair, and some of the other things. So it's an opportunity for you to support your chamber and at the same time get your business products out there as well. The golf is the very next day. That's September the 23rd. It's going to be out at Briarcrest Country Club. And a team of four.
That's a big golf team.
Yeah. There we go. Boy, I tell you what.
Wrangle them.
I tell you what, Kevin, we might could win if they're waiting.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, a team of four is $800. There's where the eight comes in. Mm-hmm. That includes four Lobster Fest tickets. An individual ticket's $200, which also includes a Lobster Fest ticket. The morning is pretty well filled up. I think there were two or three openings still left as of yesterday morning. So if you want to get you want to have a choice of whether you play in the morning, tea time, or the afternoon, you need to go ahead and get a hold of us. So give us a call at 260-5200.
Now, this might be a silly question.
It's not silly.
But do people who don't actually want to participate in the actual golfing, but they are interested in helping you or participating in the meal?
Great question.
Is it a different ticket or the same, or do you have to play
golf? We have volunteers, and there is a discounted volunteer ticket.
Okay.
So there.
You just need to give Lucia a call if you're interested in supporting Lobster Fest, and Burl is handling the golf. And I appreciate that question, Kat. Thank you. Community leadership briefing is coming. This is an event we had to reschedule mm-hmm. because of scheduling conflicts earlier. This is going to be on Thursday, September the 26th. And this is our one day, I call it kind of Leadership Brazos on Cliff Notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same speakers and the same subject matter, but instead of a day of health and wellness, you get about 50 minutes of it. Instead of a day of criminal justice, you get 50 minutes. But I go to this every year, and I tell you, I learn something every year, and it's an incredible amount of information in a day, and you get a chance to meet a lot of people. It's going to be held out for the first time at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum in their classroom out there just off the rotunda. American Lube Centers and Texas Commercial Waste are sponsoring this. Individual ticket for that's $85 unless you're a chamber member, and it's $75 for chamber members. We'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning on the 26th, and you'll be out of there by 4. Great opportunity for you to meet some new people, learn a lot about our community, and then, again, meet the leaders and have a chance to interact with them. There's almost always question and answer sessions during that. And then the last major event is our Business After Hours this month. It's Thursday, September the 19th. And this is going to be out with Manuel and Carol Gonzalez at Sterling Auto. Those that have been to theirs before know. I tell you, we don't have any problem getting people to come back.
He does it upright. He does.
But it's 5:30 to 7 on the 16th. They're out here on Earl Rudder Freeway, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway. If you're not a chamber member and you just want to learn more about us, come on out and tell them you heard about it on WTAW. There is no charge for this event. We have one ribbon cutting that Leo will want to know about, Love and Care Animal Clinic. That's today at 11:30 there on University Drive. And our Platinum Member Spotlight is St. Joseph Physicians and Clinics, and we appreciate them as we appreciate WTAW.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that, too. We visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs with honesty and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Changes for a key stock average. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The biggest change in the Dow Jones Industrial Average in nearly a decade will be made next week. Alcoa, Hewlett-Packard, and Bank of America will be removed from the Industrial Average. They'll be replaced by Nike, Visa, and Goldman Sachs. Stock market futures suggest we could see an early rally. There's more strong economic data from China today, and the likelihood of military action against Syria may have lessened. It's a recall by Toyota. 870,000 vehicles recalled last year in the United States and Canada are being recalled again for the same problem involving the rear wheel assembly. The recall is for 2006 through 2011 RAV4 and 2010 Lexus HS250H vehicles. The problem was not fixed properly the first time around. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales last week were up 1.5% from the prior week. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Thank you.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses, I hope. She's going to be okay, right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens. Answers.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WaggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
In the future, cars and factories may be equipped with carbon dioxide capturing filters inspired by the highly efficient lungs of birds. This according to UC Irvine chemist Aaron Esser-Khan.
Animals on this planet figured out how to maximize the surface area to volume ratio of a structure, and the bird's lung is sort of the pinnacle of this evolutionary process. over a great deal of time, birds have had to fly higher and higher, which means that they have less oxygen concentration in their lung. Then, of course, the metabolic demand of powered flight is very high. So at the same time, they're using a tremendous amount of oxygen. They have very little available to them, so they had to optimize their lung.
Using bird lungs as a model, his team has designed filters that squeeze as much carbon dioxide-absorbing material into the smallest possible surface area. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Police departments in the Twin Cities are conducting undercover operations to bust loud parties and underage drinking.
Bryan police made 8 arrests last Friday night at an apartment complex on Carter Creek between East 29th and Briar Oaks. According to the arrest report, they were at a fraternity sorority rush party that was attended by 150 before they arrived. After the officers told the hosts they lived across the street, they were told they were welcomed anytime. One of the hosts filled up an officer's empty beer can from a keg without questioning his age. While the 3 undercover officers stayed in character, 4 more policemen arrived. 3 were arrested for furnishing alcohol to minors, and 5 underage drinkers were ticketed for possessing alcohol. Meantime, College Station police out in an unmarked pickup on what's called its party patrol. On Friday night, the truck was sent to the report of a loud party at 2819 Horseback between Southwest Parkway and Raintree east of the freeway. Out of an estimated crowd of 20, the only arrest was for someone trying to flee officers. In addition to that activity, Brazos County jail records indicated 22 arrests for drunk driving and another 13 for public intoxication last weekend. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man jailed for the last month and a half for possessing marijuana is in isolation after being accused of assaulting another inmate. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 20-year-old Adrian Monroe of Bryan broke the jaw of another 20-year-old, Devontae Shepherd of College Station.
These two people apparently had a rivalry out on the rec yard involving a basketball game. So it all stems around some hard feelings over that, apparently.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says all protocol was followed by jail staff.
It was a surprise attack. None of the jail staff was aware of the situation, and we had an immediate response. In fact, we think that had we not interjected ourselves so quickly that he might have been even more seriously injured.
Kirk says no other inmates were involved in the incident. Sirens wailed on the A&M campus yesterday morning over a rotten banana.
The response from emergency responders went very well. Once they received the call of the smell of gas, the fire department was sent out to the scene, as well as our health and safety personnel and police.
Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says a fire alarm was pulled after an employee smelled what they thought was natural gas. After the building was evacuated, the gas was traced to a very old banana in a third-floor garbage receptacle. The A&M Health Science Center has its 3rd leader in the last 12 months. On October 1st, Brett Girard takes over for Jerry Peterson, who was the interim president following last year's resignation of Nancy Dickey. Girard has been with the A&M system for 5 years, most recently as vice chancellor. His work includes bringing a potential $3 billion partnership over the next 25 years. A&M, pharmaceutical companies, and the federal government are involved in the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. The local Better Business Bureau has 5,000 magnetic bookmarks to give away.
They're chock full of good information. If you have a computer, you can go visit some sites, or you can call these folks
up to get information that you may need. For example, if you want to stop unwanted sales calls, you can go to donotcall.gov. So there's information on that. If you want to get your free credit report, there's information there. If you just want some consumer information, you can get that off of this card too.
The BBB's Bill McGuire says call their office and they'll mail one, or you can pick one up at their office in College Station. Smart programming of lawn sprinkler systems can reduce water consumption.
People will often think, well, I've got to water every day because it's so dry out, but really you still want to water as long as you can without runoff, and then back off and then water again to get that water to soak in. And when you do that, you'll find that your grass can go a long time in between waterings.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says customers have been using an average of 24 million gallons a day, spiking to near 27 million gallons the first Monday of the month, a number that comes close to the city's daily production capacity. And while the 75th anniversary of College Station will have its official celebration in 2 months, there are events between now and then. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says presentations are available to service clubs and other groups.
I made a presentation to the Kiwanis Club, College Station Kiwanis Club, this past week. They started in 1945. And what's fun about going to the service clubs, everybody has knowledge of a little piece of College Station history that we don't know about.
November 15th is the homecoming celebration at Brian Bachman Community Park. Harvell says they are looking for more entertainment for that event. Online at WTAW.com is contact information. The grand opening of an anniversary exhibit at the Bush Library will be the following day. Harvell says later this week they'll be moving items to the library. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 75 degrees. The Sick at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777. 775-5584. That's 777-5584.
Obviously, every business owner wants to move their business ahead, and Suddenlink can help you move your business ahead. Be more productive and save money. You can get a competitive advantage with Suddenlink Business Solutions. Accelerate your business with radically faster internet and reliable phone service from Suddenlink, and it's so easy to make the switch. Just call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 and find out exactly what is out there. You get the convenience of one bill, one company. It is that easy. And, in fact, you control your expenses. You know what your cost is going to be every month. So you're going to be saving money because your rate will be lower than with the phone company. You get to keep the equipment that you already have, and you get to keep your phone number as well. And new customers get workplace internet and an unlimited business-class phone for under $100 per month. Plus, business-class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. Again, it's a special number for Suddenlink Business. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He'll provide you with a business solution perfect for your business at the right price with Suddenlink Business Solutions.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Let's do some weather at 8:39. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A little ribbon of moisture will continue to feed around high pressure this morning. Could result in a shower or a thunderstorm of clouds and sun. High staying near 90, at least through the morning. The best chance for showers off to our east. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partial sunshine near 95. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. Lows will be near 75 degrees. Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny, and the highs on Thursday are probably going to be up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So we were talking about that commercial that Steve Warner's name was mispronounced, and we recorded it here. So we'll take care of it. We'll fix it, okay?
But I'm terribly old.
What does that mean? You're terribly old.
Well, I pulled it up on YouTube to play an example of a Steve Warner song for the people that were doing it. Right. Surely, you know, under the auspice, surely you've heard this. You just don't recognize the name. Here, let me play that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Never heard it before.
Didn't work. Okay. Anyway.
I got my walker, sat down, and shut up.
Aww.
It's one of my favorites, Will.
Me too.
I'll enjoy it. Researchers at the University of St. Andrews say young men are less adventurous than they were a generation ago, primarily because they are less motivated and in worse physical condition than their fathers. Research conducted in 1978 reported men were 48% more likely than women to express interest in thrill and adventure seeking. In other words, hold my beer activities.
Exactly.
But times have changed. These days, males are only 28% more likely than females to participate in challenging, adrenaline-fueled activities like mountain climbing or skydiving. The research teams believe the change indicates a decline in men's appetite for extreme activities and not an increase in women's desires to participate in them. I don't...
I'm into extreme knitting. I don't know what you're talking
about. Now, there are elements... I believe there are elements on both sides that may be closing the gap. I truly do believe that. If you'll watch the way some of these young women drive their pickup trucks, I believe that they do like to do that. And again, I'm not saying all that's bad. That would make me think that there's some level of entitlement there that maybe they didn't feel before. And quite often, I mean, we've had that discussion at the house that the idea of models of success in the business world for women are becoming far more prevalent now. You know, female CEOs are something that nobody really even looks at anymore. And now we're to the point where we've got female referees in the NFL, right?
Yep.
Or something like that.
Except everyone makes fun of
them. Oh, I completely disagree. The problem is we raised a generation of males instead of a generation of men.
Oh, wow. There you go.
There are some good men.
There's something to that.
Very
heady.
There's
some good men in this generation.
But,
I have to stand up at that.
But understand what they're saying is the number has gone from 48% of men who would do something like that to 28%. It's not saying they're all gone. But that's a precipitous drop in the percentage.
Well, and I wouldn't say that a man's value is necessarily... I wouldn't count a man's value by how many dumb things he does.
Oh,
no,
yes,
no,
it
no.
is.
No, no, no.
Dummy
we're not,
stuff.
No. I mean, we could go on through this ad nauseum, but the idea is that to be the protector of your cave, to be the person who is territorial, you have to be in a mindset that you would be a risk taker, okay?
Well, you can do that without, like, yeah, I'm going to drive this car off of this building and see if I make it.
That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, and we don't know exactly what they may have asked them, hey, would you like to do this? But what we're saying is thrill and adventure-seeking activities, okay? That means that is risk-taking. That is an adventurous spirit. That means that you believe that you will be able to succeed at what you're doing. Now, you take that and you project it onto the world of business, and that is the definition of an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think there's good risk-taking and good thrill-seeking, but there's also very bad risk-taking
again,
and thrill-seeking.
Yes, but I don't know what the questions were that they asked. What concerns me is that there's a 20% drop in that.
I mean, they probably didn't ask them, did you take drugs before age, blah, blah?
No.
Guess is bungee jumping.
Right. Do you like the idea of an America that sits around and waits for the government to give them what they want, or Americans who go out and believe it's theirs on the street to go get?
No, but I But I don't think that this necessarily, the way it sounds like it was asked, it sounds like it had to do with physical.
Could well be. Yes.
I think it's very much in the face of the wussification of America.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what the yeah.
If people want to blame our generation for being wieners, well, who raised us or didn't raise us?
I think that's what it's saying.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to complain about us, but we got this way for somehow.
That's what the man was saying that called, and that, you know, men.
We raised a generation of males, not men.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
or I think TV raised us.
Well, a Seattle man made thousands of dollars finding homes for people.
That didn't exist.
No, they existed. He just didn't own them.
Oh.
Peter Dance sentenced to 2 years in prison for setting up tenants in foreclosed properties that didn't belong to him and collecting the rent.
Oops.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he hadn't done that.
So that was an entrepreneur, right?
Here's one that'll turn your tummy.
Hang on just a second. Hello.
Okay. Hey, I just think it's survival of the fittest.
Well, that too. Could be that.
Darwinism.
Yes.
According to a Michigan State Police, a group of people have figured out how to scam Walmart into giving refunds for fake video games.
Oh, no.
They gurge on their receipt.
What does that mean?
Throw up.
Oh.
They take the box, take the video game out, put in just a fake disc or no disc at all, reseal the box, and then gurge on the receipt, and then tell the teller, I'm sorry, I was very sick. The teller won't look at the receipt. It just gives them the refund.
Guess what?
And it works.
Yeah, guess what? They'll change their policy.
Yep.
They'll do that. If it's made the news, Walmart already knows about it, and they're trying to. Isn't that a shame? That they have to spend their time coming up with ways to make sure that people don't beat them out of these games.
In the neighborhood of almost $300 worth.
Yeah, see? And again, and that means there are a bunch of people who are sitting around trying to figure out what. Dude, you know what you can do, man? You could gurge on. I've never heard that term.
Me neither.
Gurge on your receipt, man, and you can give them back like Donkey Kong, and you got something else.
Oh, I don't even think they sell Donkey Kong anymore, Scott.
I beg to differ.
Oh, of course they do.
I'll do a commercial and we'll find out.
CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
Now, would you like Donkey Kong Jr. or just Donkey Kong? Because, I mean, they're both right
legitimate
here.
Legitimate Donkey Kong. I mean, as far as I know, the latest Donkey Kong came out, it was on 64, and that was like 10 years ago.
Well, you can buy variety packs now for any of the video games that have all the old school games on
them. Right, but that's an old school game. It's not like a new Donkey Kong, the continuing adventure.
The whole idea, though, is to take some game that's outdated and you shove it into the box, you see, that where you took, I don't know, Primal Mortal Force or whatever the newest, latest killer
thing is. Trying to convince kids to play Pong. No, it's really cool. It's really retro.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, there you go. Call of Duty. That's it.
Primal
Blow Stuff Up 3.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You know, in all sorts of venues, there's been discussion about America gaining independence in energy. And today at 5:30 in the MSC Gates Ballroom on the A&M campus, the Student Conference on National Affairs, SCONA, will be featuring an event that's free of charge. It's called Severing the Pipeline, American Energy Independence. And it'll be a forum between Railroad Commissioner David Porter and Dr. Stephen Holditch, who is the former head of the Department of Petroleum Engineering at A&M. And what they'll do is discuss how America will become energy independent, and in doing that, what effect that will have on our country and on the world. And again, this is a free forum that will be taking place tonight, or this afternoon actually, starting at 5:30 in the MSC Gates Ballroom. It's a one-day event, and again, at 5:30 this afternoon, The name, again, of the discussion is Severing the Pipeline, the American Energy Independence, and the forum with a member of the Railroad Commission, David Porter, and Dr. Steve Holdridge, who's the former head of the Petroleum Engineering Department at A&M. 5:30, no charge, brought to you by Skoda.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Kroger stores and Magnolia Food Basket in Magnolia.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Tina Fey fans can rejoice.
Yay!
Their lady will be hosting the first episode of Saturday Night Live's 39th season.
Wow.
39 years.
Wow.
It'll be Tina Fey's fourth appearance since she left the show as a regular cast member. The show cranks up on September the 28th. You'll have Arcade Fire as the musical guest. Also, Miley Cyrus will host and be the musical guest. That'll be October the 5th. Look forward to twerking there. Bruce Willis will host, and Katy Perry will be the musical guest a week later on the 12th. No word yet on the rumor that Lady Gaga would also return to Saturday Night Live as a musical guest and possible host. And SNL also picked up five new cast members who will make their debut since Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, and Jason Sudeikis, along with Seth Meyers, have all gone. So they were good, but I'm sure there'll be somebody just as good out there.
Well, I don't know. Remember, there were some lean years in SNL.
Well, I haven't watched it in a long time. I mean, I like Fred Armisen for stuff that he's done outside of that.
I do, too.
And Jason Sudeikis is funny, too. But anyhow, the NBC's The Voice getting some more professional help. Coach Blake Shelton has asked Shear to work on his team.
Shear's going to be there?
Shear's going to work on his team. I don't know if she's going to show up or not. And Miguel will be helping out CeeLo Green. So see how that works out. This season's premiere of Boardwalk Empire had a 500,000 fewer viewers, a bit less than last season's finale, but still had 2.4 million viewers out there, which was better than last season's average. Part of the problem may be the first Sunday night football game as well, which probably broke some of the, made some people decide to.
They didn't promote it as much either.
Probably not. Meanwhile, over on NBC, the first Monday night football game between the Cowboys and the Giants pulled in 25 million people. That's about 7% less than last year's game. It's the Cowboys. What would you expect? Oh, and for his part, Josh Brolin says Ben Affleck will make a great Batman. So we'll see. Josh Brolin, in fact, there was some discussion about whether or not he would look at that.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. I could. I like him.
I do too.
I think he's a pretty good actor. So we've heard the stories over the years about what happens to people's personalities when they have a traumatic brain injury. The people who wake up and they can speak another language, or the people who suddenly can play the piano like Beethoven. Now, a 49-year-old Brazilian man had a stroke and woke up afflicted with pathological generosity.
So he gave away everything he owned?
If you were anywhere near this guy after he had the stroke, he apparently started handing you cash.
Where the heck was I?
Yeah, really. The stroke left the man with excessive and persistent generosity, which his wife said manifested in her husband giving strangers money and buying kids on the street candy, soda, and junk food. Eventually became unable to handle his finances, refused to work because he said he already had worked enough in his life and that life was too short. He decided to live it up instead. Yeah, okay.
Sounds very entitled.
Well, but he had a stroke, so he has an excuse. The rest are just a bunch of lazy people out there.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Gentlemen, are you looking for an authentic barbershop? Not one that has a menu of prices for a bunch of services that you probably don't want or need. Not a place where you have to make an appointment to see a stylist and then have to wait. If you're looking for an authentic barbershop where your hair is cut the way you want for one price, then tell yourself, I'll go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop, of course, located on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here you go. Today's nominee and neighbor of the week comes from Pontiac, Michigan, where a man whose house was set to be torn down outsmarted the demolition crew by switching the address numbers with a house next door.
Oh, no.
Did they knock the house next door
down? Yeah. Why he did, it's not clear. When demolition crews arrived, they tore down the wrong house. Adding insult to injury, the neighbor had planned to rent his house out, so now he's wondering whether the city owes him a new house. And again, Pontiac, Michigan, they probably don't need to have that kind of trouble.
Wow.
Others in the neighborhood say they're glad the wrong house was torn down because it was an eyesore and in disrepair. If anybody's going to rent it out, it would have been a crackhead. Hours later.
Oh, my gosh. That's a quote?
Yeah. Well, again, it's Pontiac, Michigan. What do you want? Hours later, the demo crew came back and tore down the right house, so it didn't last for long. And have you heard about this decal on the back of the tailgates of trucks? I don't know. It says in Texas, and I don't know where this place is. But the sticker in question makes it look like a woman is tied up in the back of the user's pickup truck.
See, like a silhouette?
It covers the full back of the tailgate. And what it looks like is there is a truck with that there's no tailgate on the bed. And here's this woman laying on her side. And she's been kidnapped, and she's bound up.
Sounds really misogynistic.
Brad Kolb's company, Hornet Signs, created the decal, but when one of his employees drove home with it on his truck, a motorist called police to report a kidnapped woman.
I would say that's really distasteful.
Another passerby said abduction or any violence against women is not funny or cute. Kolb said the decal was just an experiment.
Oh, the decal's funny.
What kind of reaction that they would get. And see, and because he got that kind of reaction, you can bet he said, no, it was just an experiment. In fact, he was obviously hoping that people would get going on that and talk. Hello?
That was in Waco.
In Waco, really? Thank you. Wow. In Waco. All right. That's it. It's Hornet Signs in Waco, Texas. Do you remember the story we had, I think it was last week, about the stork that was captured and jailed under suspicion of being a spy?
Yes, okay. I do.
Just how weird things were. The stork was arrested last week after fishermen believed a tracking device on its back was some kind of spy mechanism. The device actually had to do with the stork, which had migrated out of France. It stopped working the second the stork had crossed the French border, eliminating any possibility of spying or whatever. Well, that wasn't good enough. Shortly after being released, the stork flew to an island in the Nile where he was captured and eaten. Just saying. That's probably not good.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, not.
I was thinking storky.
Not good. So anyhow, and apparently it says here storks have been eaten by Egyptians for thousands of years. Wonder if the stork knew that. Just to help you out here, save you a little money, five things you need to buy in September.
Five things
to buy in September.
All righty.
Patio furniture. Target and Sears took 60% off their stock last year. Kmart went down 90% off the price, so look for patio tables and chairs. New cars to make room for next year's models. Dealers will start slashing prices. They say this, but I don't know. I was listening to a show over the weekend. Car sales are through the roof.
Yeah.
Really?
This is the best time in 50 years in the car industry. I mean,
up 14 or 15%.
They are running this thing smart. The car industry is being run right. They closed the factories that they should have. They've got a tiered entry system now for labor workers. I mean, they are smart. An iPhone, with the new iPhone coming out,